I usually repeat the shiur of Rabbi Schlesinger at this time, but today we'll have a change, and I'd like to offer something of my own for a change. Actually, I gave this lecture at the Torah Masorah Lecture for Ladies a few months ago. I'd like to condense it. We don't have as much time here. And it focused on a pasuk in Perek Chav Gimel of Tehillim, where we find that David HaMelech tells us, Shiftecha u'meshantecha heimi yinachmuni, that both the rod, the shevet of Hashem, and the staff of Hashem comforted David HaMelech. So the mishan, the staff which one leans on, we understand. But the shevet, the rod of punishment with which Hashem hit David HaMelech, how did that comfort him? That's the question that all the Mephorshim ask on this pasuk. How was the shiftecha, the shevet, with which Hashem punished David, how was that a nechama for David HaMelech? So I would like to suggest three different terutzim to this question. The first one is based on something that we have discussed here before, and I've mentioned this pshat, which I heard from my Rebbe, Rav Mordechai Gifter, the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas, tells, and it focuses on a pasuk in Sefer Eicha, which says, Kara Olai Moed. We do not say Tachnun on Tisha B'Av, because the Navi tells us that Tisha B'Av is considered a Moed. It is, so to speak, a holiday. And the question is, how can we consider Tisha B'Av a Moed? We're familiar, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, that these are Mo'adim L'Simcha. These are joyous occasions. But in what way can we consider Tisha B'Av a Moed? And because it's called a Moed, we don't say Tachnun. We don't say Tachnun, which is a very serious tefillah. It's not said on any day that's a Moed. So Rav Gifter Zatzal said over in the name of his Rebbe, Harav Avram Yitzchak Bloch Hashem Yinkam Domov. He was killed by the Nazis, Yimach Shemam. He was the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Tells, the Rav of the city of Tells in Lithuania. He explained that the word Moed comes from what we find in Pirkei Avos. It says, we had it in last week's Perek, this Shabbos we read Pirkei Avos, in Perek Aleph, Yehi Beischa Beis Vaad L'Chachamim. Your house should be a meeting place for Talmid HaChachamim. So the word Moed has a short root, a shorish, and the word is Vav Ayin Dalad. So Rav Avraham Yitzchak Bloch explained that Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos are Moadim L'Simcha. That's when we meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who are we meeting? We're meeting Hashem. So there, Hashem kisses us, He hugs us. We rejoice that our Father, we have a connection with our Father in Simcha. On Tisha B'Av, it's not Moadim L'Simcha, but it's a Moed. It's nevertheless, it's a meeting with Hashem. How is Hashem meeting us? He's giving us a slap on Tisha B'Av. The two Bate Mikdashim were destroyed. Other terrible things happened on Tisha B'Av. But we still know we have a Father. Recently, someone I learned with, Mr. William Achdut, told me a pshat that he heard, that the Nachash was punished. And how was the Nachash punished? He was punished that he eats his, earth, dirt. Wherever he goes, he has his food because he eats the dirt. So one could ask the question, what is the great punishment that the Nachash received because of the chet of the Eitz Hadas? We all would, it would be great for all of us that wherever we go, we make a million here, a million there. Wherever we go, everything that we touch turns into gold, and we have our parnasa without any worries. That's what the Nachash has. So we would think that's a bracha, that's not a klola, it's not a curse. The answer is, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam says to the Nachash, I don't want to have a relationship with you. When a person has to have parnasa, so he doesn't have parnasa, he doesn't have enough parnasa, so what does he do? He wants a raise, he needs more money. So what does he do? He, of course, he goes to his boss, asks for a raise. But before he does that, he goes to the boss of bosses. He goes to the Melech Malchem Lochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he asks Hashem, he dovens, he prays to Hashem, give me a raise, help me, I need more parnasa. And then hopefully the Rabbi Hashem answers for good. Whatever the answer is, it's for good. But the point is that he has an ongoing, everyday relationship. How am I going to pay the next bill? And somehow or other, he gets the money to pay the next bill. He has an ongoing relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the Hashem said to the Nachash that you're going to have your parnasa wherever you go, you're going to be able to eat earth, it means you're not going to have to rely on me. You're not going to have to have a relationship with me. I don't want to have any anything to do with you. That was the punishment of the Nachash. So when we get punched by Hashem on Tisha B'Av, it's still a moed. We're meeting Hashem. We'd like to meet him besimcha, but at least I know I have a father. The person's not a yosem. He's not an orphan that he has no father. Baruch Hashem, he still has a father. And when he has a father, shiftecha umeshantecha heima yinachmuni. Even the shevet, even the rod that hit me, that was an achama to David HaMelech, because he saw a relationship with Hashem. On a day that you see you have a relationship with Hashem, even if it's not besimcha, we don't say tachnun, because the mere fact that we have a relation with Hashem, that itself is a nechama for us. It's not a day to say tachnun. So this was the first approach to answer this question. The second approach that I wanted to suggest, we've also given a shir on it, and I'm just going to say it very short, briefly, and that is that Rav Shimon Schwab Zitzal explains that what does the word nechama mean? Nechama means a 180 degree turn. It could go, he brings proofs from Chumash, it can go either from good to bad, or from bad to good. By the Chet HaEgel, it says, Vayinachem Hashem, he had Nechama. What does it mean he had Nechama? It means that he wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael, that's bad, and then he turned around, he accepted Moshe's Tefillah on behalf of a Klal Yisrael, he did not destroy Klal Yisrael. So he had Nechama. That's what it means to have Nechama. So we suggested that this was the difference between Nachum Ish Gamzu, whose name Nachum had to do with Nechama, and Rabbi Akiva. And we brought a story for each one, which we're not going to go into now. But the point was that Rabbi Akiva was not on the level of his Rebbe. His Rebbe, Nachum Gamzu L'Toiva, what did he mean with that expression, Gamzu L'Toiva? That there is no bad. It looks bad to us. But in reality, everything that Hashem does to us is good. We may not understand it in this world, we'll only understand it in the world to come. But one day we'll see that everything that Hashem does is good. The Holocaust, 6 million Jews were killed. That's good. How could we say such a thing? To us it sounds absurd, it's impossible. But one day we'll understand it was good. That was Nachum. Gam Zulatova, not like his Talmud. Rabbi Akiva was called Ma David Rachmano Litav Ovid. Whatever Hashem does has a good purpose in the end. But right now it's bad. Nachum was on a higher level, and since Rabbi Akiva wasn't a Talmud, is supposed to always speak the exact words that his Rebbe says, why didn't the Rabbi Akiva say it exactly like his Rebbe? He should have said, Gamzu L'Toivu, when terrible things happened to Rabbi Akiva, his response was, Kol Ma Da'ovid Rachmana L'Tav Ovid. He didn't use the words of his Rebbe, Gamzu L'Tova. Why didn't he use the words Gamzu L'Toivu? He wasn't on his Rebbe's level. His Rebbe was on a level that it's not bad for a good purpose, but there is no bad. The bad itself is good. And that's why I suggest that at the house of an oval, what do we say? Bar minan, that we should have to say it, but if chas v'shalom we ever have to say it, it's hamakoyim yenachem eschem b'soich ha'shar ha'velet tzion v'shalom. We say hamakoyim refers to Hashem. He's the place of the world. The world is all within HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the makom. Hashem will give you nechama. We, a human being, we can't give nechama. Because what does nechama mean? That what the tragedy that just happened to you is really good. How could a human being say such a thing? But Hashem, He's the only one. And that's what we mispalel at the house of a novel, that Hashem one day will, just like He'll be Menachem, the Avelei Tzion Rishlaim, those who mourn over Zion and Jerusalem, and He'll be able to comfort them and tell them that all the tragedies of the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash and Yerushalayim were actually good, not bad for good, but were actually good, so too we should be Menachem you. So that, according to this pshat, David HaMelech says, David was on Nochum's level. He was higher than Rabbi Akiva. David was able to say, Shiftecha, Mishantecha, Heima Yenachmuni. Both of them. Of course, the Mishantecha, the stick that you lean on, but even the Shiftecha, even the rod, is an Achama. Because I know that Gamzu L'Toiva, that everything Hashem did was actually good, not just for a good purpose. So this is a second way that we can understand. And we gave a marshal of someone who has silver. And so if you're in the silver business, you know that when you take silver and you put it into the oven and it burns it, it gets better. It refines it. If you're not in the silver business, you think the person is taking a precious commodity and he's throwing it in the oven, he's burning it. But you know this person's a millionaire. He must be doing something right. That you do. So you trust him. You don't know what he's doing is the right thing, but you have emunah. So we're on the level, we're at Rabbi Akiva's level, halavai we should be on Rabbi Akiva's level, was emunah. It looks bad, but I trust that everything Hashem does is good. He's taking silver and he's putting it to fire, it must be a good purpose. However, the higher level is yediyah. You know it. You don't just trust it. The person who's in the silver business knows that to get a better refined product, the more it burns, the more pure it gets. And this is the best thing that he could be doing for the silver. So that's the level of Gamzu L'Toiva. That's Nachum's level, a higher level, that this itself is good. It's not just, I believe it's going to work out for a good purpose. I know that this is good. So this is the second answer. And now what I'd like to spend some time on, and I think this is a new area that I'd like to spend some time on, the answer, I believe, to this question is a third answer as follows. And this is based on a Pasuk in Eicha, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Tazayin. The Pasuk says, and this has a connection, I thought of this at the Seder this year, so I'd like to share it with you. The Pasuk says, His biani bamrorim, Hashem filled me with bitterness. Hirvani lana, peregimel pasuk tazayin in Eicha. He satiated me with wormwood. What's wormwood? Wormwood is a bitter plant. I looked it up in the dictionary just now, and they use it in making some wine when they want to get this bitter taste. They sometimes use this plant. It's a bitter plant. So says the Medrash, His biani bamroirim ze yontav arishin shal Pesach. This refers to Pesach, the first night of Pesach. Dichsiv boy, it says in the Torah, umatzois amroirim. So that's what the Pasuk says. He filled me up with moror. His biani bamroirim. Hirvani lana. He satiated me with wormwood, this bitter plant, betishabov. It goes on to Medrash. With what Hashem filled me up with on the first night of Pesach, Hirvani Bilel Tisha B'Av Lana, He made me full, He satiated me on Tisha B'Av, on the night of Tisha B'Av, with wormwood. Have a Leil Yantav Rishal Pesach, who Leil Tisha B'Av. So there's a link between Tisha B'Av and Pesach. And the simple link is, they both have something to do with moror. We have moror on Pesach, and we have a bitter plant, lana on Tisha B'Av. And the simple link, as the Medrash says, is that the night, if somebody asks you, when is Tisha B'Av going to be this year? So all you have to do is remember when Pesach fell out. Pesach fell out, if I remember correctly, on Monday night. So then Tisha B'Av is going to be on the calendar. It always works out. It's going to be Monday night and then Tuesday. It's going to be the same. Whatever the Seder is, that the calendar is made in such a way that Tisha B'Av is going to come out the same night. So Monday night and Tuesday this year is Tisha B'Av. So that's the simple explanation. But what I want to suggest is that more than just that the day, that the night comes out the same night as the Seder night is the night of Tisha B'Av. There's a Rashi in Divrei Hayomim. Rashi says that we don't make, in our time, there are those who make Holocaust Day, but there are many who do not believe in this concept, because Rashi says in Divrei Hayomim that we don't make new days after the Zman HaNeviim, even if it's the greatest tragedy that happened to the Jewish people, but we don't make our own days, that this day should be a tragic day in the Jewish calendar. We don't have that power anymore. But we have to express our tsar over this terrible tragedy. So Rashi says it's all included in Tisha B'Av. That's why if you look at the kinnis that are set on Tisha B'Av, we don't just mourn over the Beis HaMikdash, but we mourn as well over other tragedies that happened to the Jewish people. In the Crusades, in the times of Chmelnytsky, there were kinnis made on different tragedies. Now, many shuls say, Rav Schwab, Zitzel, and the Baba Verebi, I believe Rabbi Weissmandel Zitzel as well, they all composed kinnos about the Holocaust. So that, there are many shuls that say it. Rabbi Breuer Zitzel asked Rav Schwab, who's a beautiful linguist, to write this kinnah, which is a very moving kinnah about the 6 million Jews, and many shuls say it as part of the kinnah on Tisha B'Av. But a separate day to make a special day, that we don't do. I was thinking that just like Tisha B'Av is we have an expression, the mother of all tragic days, that's everything is included in Tisha B'Av, the opposite is also true. All ge'ulois, all redemptions that the Jewish people have gone through for good are all included in Pesach. And I was thinking of this when we said it in the Haggadah. V'hi sh'amda l'aviseinu v'lanu. Sh'loi echad b'lvad omar aleinu l'chaloseinu. Ela sh'bechol dor v'dor. Oimdim aleinu l'chaloseinu v'akadosh baruch hu matzleinu miyadam. So there, what are we saying? We're saying that we're not just tonight happy that Hashem redeemed us from Mitzrayim. That's the mother of all redemptions. But included in that, we are expressing to Hashem our Akoras HaTov. I had planned to bring down something from the Yaivitz. Unfortunately, I left it upstairs. I was going to quote for you, but I have to do it verbatim. I have to do it outside. As we'll soon see, the Yaivitz speaks about this. All the Nisim that Klal Yisrael went through, all the Geulois, they're all included in Pesach. And I spoke to Rabbi Yonason David, the Rashiv of Chaim Berlin in Eretz Yisrael. He was here for Yontev. I met him in Chaim Berlin. So I asked him, would you say this is correct, that Pesach is the source of all redemption? He said, Avada, the Navi says it. The Pasuk says, Ki meitzeis chamim Mitzrayim arena neflois. I will show you wonders like I took you out of Mitzrayim. In the future, Hashem says, you'll see wonders like Mitzrayim. So we see that all the wonders that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done to us, they are all within the framework of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the chief. That's the chief redemption. But in that chief redemption, we celebrate all the other redemptions. So what I was thinking is the following. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, "Mishenichnas Av memayitim b'simcha." When Av comes in, we go down in simcha. We don't do joyous things for 9 days. But what about the rest of the year? The rest of the year, Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha. We say it in davening every day, Mizmar Lasod, we say it in Pasuk. Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha. We're supposed to thank Hashem, serve Him in simcha. In fact, they say that the word of is Aleph Beis. There's a of Aleph and an of Beis. In the second half of itself, we have one of the happiest days in the Jewish calendar, which is Tu B'Av. It says there weren't joyous days in the Jewish calendar, like Tu B'Av, the 15th day of Av. It says the girls used to go out and they used to make shidduchim. There's a whole Gemara that speaks about it. So this was, there's the Av Aleph, but Av is Av Beis. Then there's a Beis. There's a second half to Av itself, which is joyous. So my point is as follows. The lesson is that you can't take... people ask, how could Hashem do the Holocaust? How could He do Tzoras? The Yavet says that the greatest ness, and that's the topic of this shir, is the miracle that's greater than the Yetzias Mitzrayim. The miracle that's greater than Yetzias Mitzrayim, says the Yavet, is when I think of all the tragedies that the Jewish people went through from the beginning of history until this time, and we are still around. All the great nations of the world, the Babylonians and the Egyptians and the Greek and Rome and all these great empires have vanished from the scene. Yeah, they have. My son asked me when I said over this crowd, how is it different than, the Jews are, we were then and we're now, and we have Italians and Greeks and Romans. The Yavet says that we have with us, unfortunately, not all of our brethren have it, but a good portion of Klal Yisrael, even today, we have every single letter of the Torah. We're living the same life that our ancestors, with thousands of years ago, with everything that we, as Mark Twain stated, that the Jewish people are the greatest riddle in the world. How can you understand what, and he himself says, all these great empires vanished from history. They left over. There's Italians and Greeks, and maybe they can trace their ancestry back. But to live the same life and with the same power that these great empires had, they're gone. And the Jewish people is still here with all the persecutions and all the Holocaust and all the blood libels and the Spanish Inquisitions and everything that Klal Yisrael has gone through, and we're still here. So my point is that how is a Jew to incorporate the Tisha B'Av and the Pesach? The answer, says the Medrash, there's a link between the two. When David HaMelech says, Shiftecho Meshantecho, so we ask the question, the Mishantecho, what you lean on, yes, that's a Nechama. But Shiftecho, when Hashem hit us with a stick, when He did all these terrible things to us, how is that a Nechama to David? You know how it's a Nechama? Because Heima Yenachmuni. You can't look at Tisha B'Av itself. You have to look at Tisha B'Av with a link to Pesach. What do? Pesach, we eat morer. But is the whole, yeah, everybody, if you, especially I ate, my son-in-law gave me good, I don't know if it was intentional or not, but the horseradish, well, I never had it. I had smoke coming out of my nose. So yes, there's a moment in the Seder where we have terrible bitter. But what's the majority of the Seder itself? It's singing and we're happy. V'hish amda, geula, all the geulas, as we mentioned before, are included in the V'hish Amda. So yes, we take an egg. The egg is a round thing. It's a food of Avelim. Because Avelus, unfortunately, goes round and round in the world. There's no one who's immune from Avelus. So we take that and we put it into the salt water, the bitter tears. So we remind ourselves that tonight is going to be when Tisha B'Av is going to be. Monday night was the Leil Seder. You know for sure. You don't even have to look at the calendar. You know, yeah, you look at the calendar exactly what day it falls out in the English calendar. But you know it's Tisha B'Av, and you know it's Monday night. Tuesday is going to be Tisha B'Av because the Leil Seder. But the point is that Hashem is telling you there's a connection. There's a link between Tisha B'Av and Pesach. So the link is 9 days, Mishenichnas Av, Memaitim B'Simcha, those 9 days. But the other 356 days, the other 356 days in the English calendar, or the other 345 days in the Hebrew calendar, not the 9 days, Ivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha. Then you're supposed to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Simcha. So that's what David HaMelech says. Shiftecho Meshantecho Heima Yenachmuni. You can't look at the Shevet by itself. Those people who, they say, they can't believe that there's Hashem. Because how could He do such a thing? But they don't know the Yavetz. The Yavetz says, with all that Hashem did, but look that we're still alive and we're still functioning just as we were thousands of years ago with the same Torah. We haven't lost one letter of the Torah, and we haven't lost one trup, how you sing the Torah at the Kriyas HaTorah. We know every Maipach Pashta Darva Sphere, which are names of the musical notes of the Torah. We have it all. We haven't lost a thing. It's incredible. With everything that we went through, and we have it all, we survive. That says the Yavetz, that's the biggest miracle, bigger than Yetzias Mitzrayim. So David Amel says, if you're just going to focus on Shiftecha, you might have a problem. But if you focus on Shiftecha Umishantecha, that the same one who hit us, the same father who hit us, but he sustained us as well. As he brings the pasuk in this article, I read this article in Hamodia, a very excellent article. Bidamaya chayi, with the blood that the Jewish people spilled, that itself caused them to live. That was the lifeblood that caused them to function. So that's what David HaMelech is saying. Heima yinachmuni, together, and to show this a little more. I believe I mentioned this marshal from Rabbi Kiva Eger as well. In one of the shiurim, the post David Amal says elsewhere, "Sas anoichi alim resecha kemaitzi shal rav." I rejoice over your Torah, says David Amal, like someone who finds a large spoils of war, large. So the Rabbi Kiva Eger gives a beautiful marshal that someone was walking along the road. And suddenly he sees millions, billions of dollars of jewelry and gold and silver and diamonds. And he's there walking. He doesn't have a tank. He doesn't have a truck. He doesn't have a trailer. He could become a multi-billionaire. What could he do? So he takes whatever he can. He stuffs in his pockets, in a pant pocket, shirt pocket. He's wearing a hat. He puts it in his hat. He has in his trousers, he has a cuff. He sticks in his trousers. He's carrying as much as he can. And he trudges this way. He's going home. And he's very happy. He became a multimillionaire from what he has. But suddenly he turns back and he looks back at what he had to leave over. And he started getting depressed. If I would have had a pickup truck here and I'd put everything on, I'd be a multi-billionaire. I'm only a multi-millionaire now. But David Amel says that's when I come to the Torah, and we gave a whole shiur that we lost a lot of the Torah. But David Amel says, but what's the bottom line? Am I supposed to be depressed because I could have been a billionaire, or supposed to be happy that I'm a millionaire? Sasa Noichi, the bottom line is Heimo Yenachmuni. I have a bitter feeling on one hand. I have the moror, I have the egg, but together, the bottom line is Ivduas Hashem Besimcha. Thank Hashem. Don't just focus on the bad. Focus on the good as well. If you focus on both, then the bottom line is it's a bigger nest that we're here today than Yetzias Mitzrayim, the fact that we're still surviving. There, I once saw a marshal, I think Rabbi Avi Shulman wrote it in one of his books, a person is carrying in his hand an expensive, he's moving a lamp from one side of his dining room to the other, a very expensive lamp, and suddenly it crashes on the floor. And that second, he gets a phone call from his wife. She was just in the store, and she checked the lottery numbers, and they won the lottery. They're millionaires. So this happened all at the same time. What is the feeling that he's feeling? He feels this lamp cost a few hundred dollars, this expensive lamp. But is he going to be depressed about expensive lamp? He just found out he's a multimillionaire. So what? I mean, you know, the second that he found out he's a multimillionaire, the lamp is not going to bother him too much. So that's how a person has to approach the Shiftecha and the Mishantecha. The bottom line is, if you look at the total picture of what Hashem did for Klal Yisrael, Heima Yenachmuni, and in this article he brings down that we say at the Seder night, at the end of the Seder, we say, Oz Roiv Nisim Hifleisa, on the night of Pesach, Oz is the future, then. In other words, not only what Hashem did to us in Yetzias Mitzrayim, but what He did for us every second from Yetzias Mitzrayim until this very moment that we're giving the shiur, all the chassadim, if we think what Hashem did to rebuild Klal Yisrael and America and Eretz Yisrael after the Holocaust, we never had such a vibrant learning thousands, a yeshiva of Mir and Lakewood, where you have thousands, 5,000 Yungalite and Bachram learning in Mir and Lakewood, just to mention two giant yeshivas. We never had such a thing in the history of Klal Yisrael. So Oz Roiv Nisim Eflaisa, not only that is Pesach, do we celebrate the Geula from Mitzrayim, but also all the future Geulois are all encapsulated within Pesach. Our job is to focus on all the good that comes. And I concluded the shir in Torah Masorah. I'm going to conclude it with a mashal that I saw from the Chavetz Chaim, and it's brought down in Reb Chaim Shmulevich's Sefer Sichas Musar. The Chavetz Chaim on that pasuk that we mentioned from David HaMelech, Sasa Noichi Alim Rasecha Kimaitzi Shal Rav, I rejoiced over your Torah like finding large spoils of war. So the Chavetz Chaim says a mashal, I'm sure this would happen, if somebody would give President Bush an idea of how to win the Iraqi war and defeat the terrorists and bring the troops back to America, and they would put this plan into action, and it would work, and everything would America would be back to before 9/11, and we'd be able to turn the clock back, and all the problems would get solved. I'm sure that it wouldn't be far fetched. The President of the United States would say, "This American citizen, because of what he did for America, I'm going to let him go into Fort Knox, and for 1 hour, he's able to take whatever he can get out of Fort Knox, and an hour is his." I'm sure the whole United States would be happy to give him that 1 hour. So the Chafetz Chaim says that's what David HaMelech is telling us. David HaMelech is telling us, Sasa Noich al Imre Secha, I was happy over your Torah, Kimotse Shol Rav. This world is Fort Knox. And the Shol Rav that we can acquire, we have 1 hour. That's our lifetime. And that person who's in Fort Knox for that 1 hour, he's not going to spend the first 59 minutes looking around, taking a tour of Fort Knox. He's going to get to work every second and utilize every second to get as much gold from Fort Knox as he can put in his pickup truck. So we have a limited time in this world. We have an hour. But this for doing mitzvahs, for getting reward, to put it away in the bank of Olam Haba, this is the world, this is the Fort Knox that we live in. We should take the opportunity to use every possible minute and second of our lives to acquire those mitzvahs which will sustain us in the world to come in Olam Haba.